All right.
Praise the Lord.
Hopefully we'll be here. Yeah, as I said, I'm so happy to be back here at First Baptist Church of Lincoln, Nebraska. And I bless the Lord for woman of God, Reverend Joy, for giving me an opportunity. My voice today is not good. I was busy yesterday preaching all over the place. So, thank God. I believe God is going to speak to your life today through vessel that is standing here. Let us open our books together. Book of Luke. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. 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 It says, "And he said to all, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God. Today God is going to bring forth his word to all of us. And as I'm standing here, I bless the name of the Lord for this day, because God is so faithful to give us another chance to come here to celebrate the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. I am so grateful. A couple of days ago, I turned 50 years old. And I keep asking myself and reflecting to myself, I keep telling myself, how did I make it to this age today of 50 years old? I was so happy and excited because my journey was so harsh and so bumpy. But all these years, I deny myself, I keep walking after Jesus Christ. In good time and bad times, in season and out of season. And God kept me to reach 50 years old. That means I can go up to 100 by the grace of God Almighty. It is good to reach in this age. And I told my kids, I say, I'm not a young man anymore. Praise the Lord. So today, we're going to speak about self-denial. You deny yourself. You commit yourself. Dedicate yourself to serve Jesus. It is not an easy journey for a Christian man and woman to serve God in our generation. We all remember the history when Jesus called Matthew to be his disciple. Jesus was calling those young men one by one. Matthew was a tax collector. That's what he does for a living. He collects taxes from people. According to the Romans, authority in which instructed him. A tax collector was about as low as dog in eyes of Jews. If you are a tax collector at that time, they don't like you. Because they look at you like a thief, somebody that taking money from them, is stealing their money. You know, it is a difficult thing to see somebody stealing your money. It's not a good thing. Nobody wants his money to be stolen, especially here in America. Praise the Lord. America is a capitalism country. It's all about money. This morning, my wife went to Walmart. She said, "Reverend Malesh, I need your card so we can go and do some shopping now." It's all about money. So this tax collector here was hated by Jews. They don't like to see him. They don't want to see him. But I want to assure you this morning, Jesus came for such a people like that. Jesus came for such a people like me and you. That's why the Bible says we all sinned and fell short of God's glory. A tax collector was about as low in the Jewish community. But for Matthew, it pays bills. What he does for a living, it pays his bills. He doesn't care about what people say, but he was doing his job, and the job was paying his bills. When Matthew was called, he had a choice to make. When God called me and called you, we have a choice to make. Take it or leave it. He could keep looking out for number one, or he could follow Jesus. It is his choice now to follow Jesus or keep doing what he's doing.
And it's my choice to follow Jesus or do what I'm doing today. The point number one I want to make here, he chose to deny, number one, himself, but to follow Jesus. He said, it's not about me, but I have to follow Jesus. And he stepped out on a road that will change his life forever. The road we choose today as a believer, as a Christian, and we change our life forever, change our destiny forever. The friends that you used to hang with, you don't hang with them anymore. The peers that you used to go with them somewhere, anywhere, you don't go with them anymore because you have chosen to follow Jesus. We are talking about becoming a next level Christian. For me to be in that next level Christian, I have to do what God wants me to do. There's instruction that God is giving each and every one of us in daily life to do it and do it well. So the name of the Lord will be glorified in our lives, in our generation. And the people will see Jesus through us as we are working here in daily life. Our focus in this page, it is very important as I pick Luke 9:23. Our focus today is to phrase most denial of ourselves. If you don't deny yourself yet, that means it's going to be difficult to walk with Jesus. Jesus tells us that to be his disciple, we have to deny ourselves. If we want to go to the next level as a Christian, we have to be a self-denial. I was born in an Islamic country. Where I was born, it wasn't easy to serve God. You can be beaten. You can be put in prison. They can torture you because of following Jesus. But once you deny yourself, you become strong. You will be rooted in the Word of God. Even the storm of life comes to shake you left and right, but nobody will unroot you from your faith. And that's very important. Jesus tells us that to be his disciple, we have to deny ourselves. The basics of Christianity include self-denial. It's very important. For a better picture of self-denial, let us look at another Bible character here. Paul, we all know the story of Paul. We find out about Paul's self-denial in Philippians 3:1-12. Paul is a picture of self-denial. He could have a confidence in himself because he was a well-trained Jew, educator, Bible scholar, well-rooted in the laws of Jews. He was persecuting Christians left and right. But when Jesus encountered him, when he encountered Jesus in his journey to Damascus, that was the change of history for that young man. God changed his life completely at that time. He could have a confidence in his position because he's well-educated. He knows everything about the laws of Jews. But until then, he never encountered Jesus. He was born, Paul was born and raised a Jew. The Jew considered himself a step above everybody else and God's chosen people. I met one of the Jew men back in Africa, Congo, and I came to preach gospel to him. You know what he told me? He said, Malesh, you don't have right to preach gospel to me. I am the one that will preach it to you because I am a chosen one. If you find yourself in that kind of situation, what are you going to do? I said, no. God created us equal. And I have a right to preach to you too. You see? And we keep pulling rope, arguing and stuff like that. Never look at yourself any down than anybody else because God chose you for this purpose. And God has a good plan for your life. Paul was born a Jew, as I say, and the Jews considered themselves they're better than anybody else. Sometimes. He had good roots, and he was a pure breed Jew. He never mixed. He's a pure breed Jew. He could have confidence in his ability to keep the law. Paul was zealous for keeping the law. He loved to keep the law. He wants things to go accordingly. He doesn't want anything to go in the wrong direction. He was serious about his religion. Serious. And that's what we have seen in Muslim Islamic religion. They are very serious about their religion. They pray five times a day. They take it serious. And also pointed out those who broke the law. Paul was that kind of guy. He would point you out if he broke the law and said, this guy messing it up, this guy messing it up. He's that kind of guy. Paul was a Pharisee, that ruling class of the Jew. He was in the top ruling class. You know, if you're in the top ruling class, sometimes you look down on other people. And he was a leader and held an important place in society. Holding important place in society sometimes will make you look down to other folks. And he was held in high esteem because of his position in life. You know what I like about America? When I came to this country 20-something years ago, I was 20-something years old. I began to see this equality in daily life. If Brother Bob is drinking milk in his house, I'm drinking milk too. Praise the Lord. But where I was born, sometimes it's difficult. Somebody's drinking milk, somebody's not drinking milk. Because there's a lot of problems there. There's a lot of dictatorship. So Paul was in that kind of position. And he considered himself blameless. You encounter those kind of people, they don't want to be blamed. And his pursuit of living the perfect life. He felt confident he could do whatever he needed to do to be successful. He was talented, very talented young man. Some of us today were born with good family names. Good family names. Wherever you go, your name is your identity card. You go, you just mention, I'm a child and daughter of this name, they will open your door right away, you enter. Some people cannot do that. They're never born in that kind of position. You know, so they have to struggle to get into that life. I remember I went to U.S. Embassy back in 2002 to get American visa to come to America. We were like 100 people lining up just to get that visa to come to this great country, to have a good life. Only 6 of us get the visa. The rest go home. Look at that. You have to struggle to get into that position. But I know God is speaking to somebody here today. And I know God will see somebody through in the mighty name of Jesus. Paul felt confident because he can get away with a lot of his stuff. Paul's persecuted Christians. Paul's early life favored many of our lives today. Some of us were born with a good family name, as I mentioned. Some of us have obtained good position in our lives. Man, some of us are not. Some of us have developed great ability and depend on those abilities to get us ahead. If you work hard, you deserve it. We can relate to what Paul is saying here. Paul was a self-dependent man and had the ability to get things done simply in his own power. Many of us are self-dependent and can get things done by our own power and our own precision. So what did Paul do with this great life he had? He gave it all up. He counted all as loss. He gave it up. He wrote it all off. He realized that all that stuff wasn't the key to a successful life. To be successful in this life, you have to be a strong Christian. You have to be rooted in the Word of God. You have to follow Jesus. You have to deny your own life. Because God called you for such a time like this to be a source of blessing to somebody. Deny yourself. Deny everything that you have. That's why the Bible says in the book of Matthew 6:33, very important words there. Ask my kingdom first and its righteousness. The rest will be added to you. That is very important. We have to leave everything behind and follow Jesus. Anything that you want in life will come if you follow in Jesus in the right way. He said it all. He had his early life was refused. And he said, no, that the life that I used to live, no more. I'm a new creature now. I'm not going to do things that I used to do before because I discovered Jesus. I've discovered my master. I've discovered the King of Glory. I've discovered the Rock of Ages. I've discovered the Ancient of the Days. And he's the soon coming King. Wonderful God. If you follow him, you will never go wrong. Give it all up. Why did he think of his early life in this moment, O man? Why did he give it all up? Say, no, I don't want it anymore. I just want to follow Jesus. Why? Those are the questions. Why did he deny himself from all these worldly things, the things that we run after in daily life? We want more. But Paul denied all these things because of Jesus Christ. He denied himself to know Jesus. He denied himself to know the power. He wanted to know the power of Jesus Christ. He denied himself to be in following. He wanted to follow Jesus. But that's by denying yourself. He denied himself so that he could be with Jesus, in which called him to ministry. His relationship and dependence on the Lord was worth more than him, than anything that world can offer him. That's very important. Paul had the desire, and Paul was willing to deny himself to follow Jesus after encountering Jesus. Jesus is needed in our society today. Jesus is needed in America more than ever before. Because devil is roaming like a roaring lion. He wants to devour who he may find. You don't have to be a vulnerable Christian out there so the enemy can come and snatch you. You have to know the word of God by heart. Meditate in it. Be strong, Christian. Because the Bible says the days are evil. We have to resist the enemy. No enemy can flee from us. Many people will say that Paul was crazy to give up his great lifestyle. After all, it looks like Paul had made the decision. He said, no, Jesus changed my life. I'm not going back, going forward for God's glory. Some will say religion is good, but when it starts messing up your real life, you are gone too far. And that's what I saw in Islam in Judaism sometimes. They went so far. So we have to take our Christianity in such a manner of love and approaching others with love of Christ so that they can come and join us while we're serving God together. If we're not exhibiting that love there, it's not going to be easy. Paul didn't deny himself for the purpose of religion. He had already been there. He was a Jew, a strong Jew. Paul could deny himself because he found something or someone more important than him, which is Jesus Christ. When we hear self-denial here, all kind of things cross on our mind. Sometimes I don't want to deny myself. I love myself so much. I want to do what I want to do, and I don't want nobody to stop me. When we hear self-denial, we think different things keep coming in our mind. We have to give up all the stuff we like. We have to be harsh on ourselves. Life is going to be boring and nothing will be exciting if I quit those things I used to do. Because I love those things so much. But those things I'm going to quit them, life is going to be boring. This is what we think of when we think about self-denial. But self-denial is very important. Once you deny yourself, you start to follow Jesus, your life will be wonderful and beautiful. We need to get a true perspective of what self-denial for Christ means. That's important. When certain things become important in our lives, other things lose their appeal, lose their values. Because this one become more important than this one, let me take this one. You see, that is a very crucial and very vital to know. When our priority is losing weight, food doesn't even hold its appeal anymore. When our priority is earning more money, everything else moves to the back. Because now my priority is to make more money, I don't have any time to serve God anymore. When our priority is killing a We just have to do that now. And that's what I saw in Africa. People are killing each other there in line. Sometimes we don't know why. But because of greed, because of tribalism, because of those smallest stuff, people are killing each other. And that's why I'm here. Because I don't want to get killed. Praise God. To make those priority, really, we may deny a lot in our lives. Following Jesus is not an easy thing. I remind myself when I was jailed in Sudan for 2 months in prison, torture and beaten and all this kind of stuff because I'm preaching gospel, bothers me a lot. But Jesus brought me out of that. And he's still here alive as I turn 50 years old. Praise the Lord. That's very important. Those things we deny don't seem to matter. We are trying to reach our goal. When our goal is to know him and the power of his resurrection, nothing else can compete. You need to know the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ. Nothing else will compete anymore. When Paul came to know Jesus Christ and follow him, his priorities changed. All those things that were once important to Paul just faded away. No more important for him anymore. No more important. When our priorities is become a disciples of Christ, our priorities will change. You need to be a disciple of Christ. In your workplace, you go to work, preach gospel. You go to school, preach gospel. You go anywhere, preach gospel with love. Never allow nobody to stop you from preaching gospel. America needs gospel today more than ever before. Thank God for that. All those who think or once thought were important will just fade away because you're now following Jesus. It is not that we are giving up the good stuff. I'm not encouraging you to give us good stuff. We have just found better good stuff than what we have before. It is not that life has lost its excitement. We have found a life that is much more exciting than the life we used to live before. You can have all this stuff, but you have to all have those stuff after getting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Your life will be perfect. Focus on knowing the power of Jesus in your life. Focus on being in fellowship with Jesus Christ. Focus on being what Jesus has called you to be. Those are very important points. This focus takes our mind off of ourselves and place our mind on Christ alone. God wants us for his purpose. He said, I formed these people for my own self to proclaim with my praise. Wonderful Jesus, sweet Jesus. We can be used until we have emptied ourselves, emptied our mission. As long as the priorities of our life goals are behind us, that is a great way to go. Self-denial is letting go of our ambitions and grabbing hold of the Lord's ambitions into our lives. To reach our full potential for Christ, we have to be willing to give him ourselves. Surrender yourself to Jesus. Say, Jesus, use me as a clean instrument for your glory. You will see things will start to change in your life. Your generation to come will be blessed. Your generation and generation to come will be blessed because your life and your family life is rooted in Christ. And that's what I thank God for First Baptist Church, for your commitment here. Those who I have known since I came to this church, you are always here serving God. The Bible says, 1, 2, 3, I will be in thy midst. Never give up, never quit, never accept defeat. Just keep serving God until we'll continue to serve him in the other side of eternity. Self-denial is very important. Being a next-level Christian is about Jesus Christ. We are not too good. We are not the good news ourselves. We are the bearer of a good news, which is Jesus Christ. We are not the Savior. We are the witness of the Savior himself. To steer people to the Lord, we have to get focused while we're serving God so people can see Jesus through our life. No one has ever served anyone. Only our Lord can forgive and give eternal life. God wants us to forgive each other and ask for forgiveness. That's very important, brothers and sisters. As I'm winding down, The first act of self-denial is denying the fact that we might be able to be good enough to impress God. The first act of self-denial is losing our dependence on ourselves and depend on Christ himself. Brothers and sisters, I thank God for this day. I thank God for the opportunity to preach his word in this house. Let us deny ourselves and commit ourselves serving Jesus, and you will start to see our lifestyle will be a source of blessing to many. God bless you all.